This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The city of Denver has lost its federal court battle to overturn a nearly $15 million excessive force verdict. Denverite's Kyle Harris.
A group of protesters accused the Denver Police Department of excessive force during the 2020 George Floyd protests. Police used less lethal munitions, including flash bang explosives, pepper balls, and tear gas grenades, indiscriminately, according to the complaint. A jury awarded the demonstrators $14.75 million, but Denver appealed the verdict. This week, a federal judge ruled in favor of the protesters. Denver has paid tens of millions over cases tied to the 2020 protests. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett on Wednesday urged U.S. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. to publicly support the measles vaccines, say they're safe and effective. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
RFK Jr. has expressed skepticism both before and since he took that post. During a hearing, Bennett reminded the secretary the U.S. is seeing the most measles cases it's recorded in decades.
Are you taking the position, as your CDC director has taken, that the measles vaccine is vital to keeping American children healthy in this country? Are you taking that position today? That has not been your position.
That's my position. We promote the measles vaccine.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
This year, Colorado has recorded 16 measles cases. Last year, it saw 36, far more than in other recent years. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And you can find more Colorado news at cpr.org. High fire danger across the eastern plains and much of the Front Range. In Denver and Grand Junction today, highs in the mid-60s. It's 8:06.